It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Clay Masters. Well, the newness is over. The 2015 legislative session begins its third week today. Monday mornings, we check in with our State House reporter, Joyce Russell, to preview the week ahead. She's with me. Hello, Joyce.
Hello, Clay.
Now, you can usually set your watch to lawmakers debating education funding in the beginning of the legislative session, but it's even earlier this year. You reported Republicans and school groups are staking out widely different positions. Tough negotiations are looming. What are you expecting, Joyce?
Well, it's actually just on schedule this year.
Okay.
By state law, they're supposed to set basic state school aid a year in advance, and they're supposed to do it in the first 30 days of the session so that schools can plan their budgets. That didn't happen last year, but as you said, they're at it this year. Education groups have put a number out there for how much to increase basic state aid. The governor has put out another. At some point, they'll meet somewhere in the middle, but it's taking up some oxygen at the Capitol right now.
Now, are there signals that these negotiations will be resolved quickly?
Well, Republicans seem intent on following the law this year, unlike last year. So, yeah, I'm betting on the 30 days. There'll be a public hearing tonight on the Republicans' bill that would raise basic state aid by just over 1% next year. The House clerk's office tells me there are about 60 people signed up to speak tonight, and only two of them are for the bill. So
okay.
This is a full frontal assault from all the education groups trying to get more money for education.
Now, let's stick with education here. The Iowa Department of Education says school districts that want to start classes earlier in the summer will need to prove that academic achievement is at risk. This was something that came out early last week. Are lawmakers going to be debating rules for school schedules this year?
Yeah, both the House and Senate have introduced bills to let school districts decide their own schedules. As you probably know, lawmakers have tried for years to resolve this issue. Tourism interests want school to start after the state fair. Schools want to have the freedom to start when they want. What's different this year is that the governor's, as you said, the governor's Department of Education has tightened up rules to make it harder to start early. So that's kind of brought things to a head. And if the legislature passes a bill, you know, flat out just letting schools decide, that would be veto bait. But what folks are saying is they're hoping that the two sides can come to some kind of compromise that the governor could sign and finally put this issue to rest.
Now, you mentioned the governor. He laid out a lot of priorities at his condition of the state address a couple weeks ago. Are any of them gaining any momentum yet?
Well, the governor's anti-bullying bill has been assigned to three-member panels in both the House and Senate. I noticed that in the House, it's a panel of three educators or former educators who'll get first crack at the bill. There's a secondary school teacher, Quentin Stanerson, community college teacher, Josh Burns, and retired teacher, Mary Masher. So they'll start work on it. The governor's plan to make more public employee personnel records public. That bill is up from the governor's office. It's assigned to a three-member panel in the Senate. And then leaders of both parties say they're still talking with the governor about agreeing on a higher gas tax. Mind you, he didn't call for a higher gas tax, but he calls for addressing the shortfall in road and bridge infrastructure funding.
So today, what's coming up today?
Representatives from the Board of Regents will be at the Capitol today. They'll be talking about some of their high-profile issues, including a tuition freeze and a new plan for distributing state money to the three universities.
Okay, Joyce, thanks so much.
Okay.